You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. It's USDA Report Day. You can check out all the numbers on our website, of course, and commentary too at willag.org, including, once we get finished with this, Eric Snodgrass from Agrible to talk about the weather forecast. Hi, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing really well. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. We've had some rain. Can you tell me a little bit about that and then look forward for me, please?
Yeah. So, you know, the last couple of weeks, parts of the Corn Belt really kind of dried out. You know, we had some drier conditions in southern Minnesota and parts of Iowa, northern half of Illinois, even parts of Indiana and Ohio. And so, you know, drying out this time of year may not have too big of an impact on corn, but it certainly could on beans. But then we had this cold front sliding south through the Corn Belt, kicked off a great round of storms in Minnesota a couple days ago. That really pushed through southern Minnesota, Iowa, southern Wisconsin, even to parts of Illinois over the last 24 hours. In fact, it's been quite a bit of rain. Now, these storms right now are kind of hanging out on that cold frontal boundary, stretching between Chicago, Bloomington, Lincoln area, and they're trying to move on off to the east. So we're bringing some rain to some places that have been kind of dry. I mean, I'm looking right now at my lawn out my window, and it looks a little dormant, looks a little brown in places, and that'll happen if you get some heat and you get some dryness, you know, at this time of year. But the big thing is that cold front's knocking our temperatures back. You know, we were pretty warm yesterday on Thursday. Right now, behind this cold front, temperatures are 10 to 15 degrees cooler than they were yesterday. But it's that cold front that's really going to be the big player as we look into the weather tonight and over the weekend and start of next week. And that's because right now we have this thing called the Bermuda High. Big dominant high pressure system that kind of sits in the subtropics, kind of just off of the east coast of the United States. And it is spinning in this big clockwise pattern, and that pushes moisture right up through the Gulf of Mexico. And so that's what we're watching, this large area of tropical moisture getting kind of thrust into the middle part of the country, right up through the lower and mid-Mississippi River Valley. Now, when that stuff hits the front, the air is forced to rise. When the air rises, it expands and cools, and you get condensation. There you go. You got clouds and rain. But the thing is where that boundary sets up kind of stretches from kind of the southern half of Missouri, southern part of Illinois, into southern Indiana and parts of Ohio. And what we're expecting to see over the next few days is just round after round of rain and potentially storms that kind of just keep going over the same area. And so, you know, we start talking about Missouri, Kentucky, southern Illinois, and Indiana. We're talking some wet conditions coming up, maybe 3+ inches of rain. And I'm not going to rule out the possibility of maybe as much as 5 inches of rain. But the question I have to ask is, you know, what does this help? Could it help the struggling bean crop in parts of Indiana and parts of Ohio? It certainly could. But is it going to do much for corn? Probably not at this stage. But that's what I'm looking at in the short term. Big time rains to our south.
Okay, can you stretch that out into a longer term, August and September? If it continues, that would not be good into the month of September.
Yeah, so this is what we're seeing for the remainder of August. You know, we look constantly what the flow looks like in the jet stream. What are the winds doing there? And what we see is a very transient pattern. We've seen that most of this summer. It lacks any large blocking features like big ridges or big troughs that stay in place. So I don't expect to see any long-duration heat, and I also don't expect to see any long-duration cool-offs, but I do see this. This is kind of a bigger thing. When we get around August 21st, 22nd, 23rd, in that time frame, so we're looking out here about 10 days, we start to see a pretty big cool-down sweeping its way through the Midwest, starting in the Northern Plains, sweeping right through the Midwest, big-time cool-down. And what that might give us is some overnight lows that may feel a little bit more like fall than they do summer lows. So we do see that one event happening, but like I said, nothing that seems at this point to hang on for a long time. I do see one thing in September, though, and we run out one of the European models, the big one, the ECMWF. It runs out for about 45 days, and one of the things it was starting to pick up on was a decent dry down in the kind of Illinois, Indiana, Ohio area as we get into September. It was keeping, as is another model I like to look at called the CFSV2. Well, both of those models were keeping the western and northern Corn Belt wet as you get into August. I'm sorry, as you get into September. So we got some of these bigger players to be watching out for the next 45 days or so.
And then one last thing, since we're into September, that's kind of the time frame we begin to transition. We start talking about harvest here and the planting season in South America. What do you see for them early on?
Yeah, that's a great question, because up until recently, I had been forecasting the La Nina that was, you know, scheduled and kind of forecast to evolve here to be much stronger than it was and have a bigger impact on the bean crop in Brazil and Argentina. But that La Nina has come in much weaker than we had forecast about 9 months ago. And as a result, this could have less of a negative impact on the crop down there. And when we're staring at these global balance sheets and potentially record yields in the United States for beans, to suggest that Brazil and Argentina could have a halfway decent, perhaps even a really good bean crop is an important thing to be looking at. It's all based on that La Nina forecast, though, because the La Nina has a much bigger impact on them than it does us, just given their proximity. We got to watch this closely, and we'll keep giving you updates, you know, every week as what we're seeing in Brazil. But I'd say right now, we're looking at a near average crop coming out of Brazil this upcoming year, just given the current weather conditions.
Eric, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agribull, joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.